Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is 7 o'clock straight up. Jana and Nick on Kiss 98.5. We welcome to the show Melissa Holmes from Channel 2. How you doing?
Good. How are you guys? Good morning.
Good morning. How much time do we have with you first? Because you're live.
Yeah, as much time as you need. Yeah, I've got okay. You and I'm good. I'm happy to be here.
Okay. First of all, Melissa, because you know how my priorities stand, Bills on Sunday are wearing white on white. So now I think you for national television tomorrow on the Today Show, I feel like you need to be white on white. Thoughts?
I totally think you're right. But, you know, Channel 2 is known for the red coats, and I can't wear red. I absolutely cannot wear red.
No.
I do have a white coat, and I might have to go white underneath also. And, yeah, match the Bills for sure.
I was on TikTok, and I saw this girl dressing for the game, and she dressed in, like, an all one-piece white snowsuit that was Buffalo Bills themed.
Ooh,
and so you would look so cute in that. I know you do. You would look so cute.
It needs to be extra tall, though. Snowsuits are hard, and I'm 5'11", so they're never long enough for me, but
yeah.
I need a white snowsuit.
That would look so cute. So tell us everything you, because I love this, and more than anything, we want our city to look amazing on national TV. So give us the details.
Yeah, because we're going up against the other three cities that still have Super Bowl or still have teams hoping to get to the Super Bowl. So we are competing against Kansas City and Philly and Washington tomorrow on the Today Show. So the Today Show is sending a crew out here to show our pep rally, and it needs to be huge. So it's going to be the steps of City Hall. We're going to start going live on Daybreak locally on Channel 2 at 5 o'clock in the morning. But we're asking fans, and we know that's early, so get there at least at 6 o'clock. That's when the music's going to start blaring. That's when we've got food coming, and we've got special guests. We've got the Stampede from the Bills. We've got Billy Buffalo. We've got lots of special guests. We're also going to pass around the mic to people who are at the pep rally to say why the Bills are so important to them. Why do they love this team? And why is this team going to go all the way to the Super Bowl and win? So that all kicks off at 6 a.m. But then the Today Show is going to be taking live pictures of the crowd all throughout the morning when they start at 7 a.m. And then at 8:30, that is the big moment on the Today Show where we will be interviewing a super fan. I'll be talking to Craig and Savannah, who are in New York City, but they'll be showing the crowd at 8:30 in the morning right at City Hall.
I heard you mention a lot of good things that are all Buffalo Bills, but I didn't hear you mention a table. We're famous for that.
I know. We are trying to work out the final kinks with breaking a table at City Hall. You know, those city officials, they really have some issues with it. So you can't imagine what the insurance form that we have to fill out and what we're paying for right now.
Oh, I can only imagine.
Oh, my gosh. This was very last minute when the Today Show called and said, do you think you guys can plan a pep rally?
Perfect.
We're like, of course we can. We are Bills Mafia. We can do it.
So, Melissa, at the major moment in time, you've got to play Mr. Brightside.
Oh, my gosh. We've got dancers from Eugenia's Dance Studio down in West Seneca. And I called them up and I said, can you please do a dance to Mr. Brightside? So they've got a shout song dance. They've got a Mr. Brightside dance. We're going to be playing it all morning long. It almost brings tears to my eyes now. I mean, when you're in the stadium and you hear the crowd singing that song and you see Dawson Knox and Deion Dawkins and Matt Collins and Josh Allen dancing to the song during the middle of the fourth quarter of games, it's just so emotional. And so it's, I grew up here in Western New York, as you guys did, and this is our time, and we want to show the nation that this is Buffalo's time to bring it all home.
I hope a lot of people, because, you know, we had a hard week with the weather. It's a Friday morning. So understanding the logistics, the more things that can fill the space around City Hall, trucks, buses, big flags, all that kind of stuff will help fill that space. Don't you agree?
I totally agree. Because, apparently some of the pep rallies are just for the other cities are just going to be inside bars. We're trying to fill up Niagara Square. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They actually said to us, why don't you guys just do a bar somewhere, do somewhere warm? And we're like, no, we can do bigger and better than a bar. We want this outside. And so, you know, it's got to look good, though, and we've got to fill it all up. So, but as far as logistics of weather, I did talk to Patrick, and it's going to be colder than it is this morning, unfortunately. It's going to be about 13 degrees, but with the wind chill, it's going to feel like 7 degrees. And Niagara Square, if you've been down there, it's a wind tunnel. So you've got to dress warm for it. Fortunately, it won't be snowing. But we know that Bills Mafia knows how to dress. I mean, they go out and tailgate for hours and hours and hours. So this is just going to feel like a big, huge tailgate.
Yeah, downtown, the wind hits different. I would like this thing only ends right. Al Roker through a table. That's how this thing ends. I'm telling
that
you.
That would be good.
Make it happen. I'll look forward to it. Run it by the Today Show people.
Yeah.
I know. Somebody's got to go through a table, for sure. It's not going to be me.
But no, me neither.
You never know. Maybe Kevin.
So,
my son Elliot, though, he already asked. He's 10 years old. He's like, can I come down and break a table? Maybe.
There's got to be chicken wings. There's got to be chicken wing hats. Did you get a hold of Drew Cerza to get his, you know, chicken wing congregation to show up out there?
We know that the Water Buffalo Club is going to come with their big hats. And we want all of the clubs, the Bills Mafia Babes, we've reached out to them. So if you've got clubs, bring signs, do lots of signs that we can get on there. We want as many groups and people represented. Like, we've got to just show what Buffalo is all about.
I do love, like, when someone's done an old school bus, long, short, whatever, and redone it as the, you know, the tailgate bus. Those need to be in Niagara Square. You got to make sure you get room for those folks. And Jan, you're right with the food trucks. Just make it a big early morning party and Buffalo will show up. You've seen who goes to the airport in the middle of the night when they come back on away games. So,
exactly. If they show up at 2:30 in the morning to welcome home the team as their plane comes to Buffalo, then they can do 5-6 o'clock in the morning. It's fine. And, you know, bring the kids out, then bring them to school. But again, it's 6 o'clock that the music's really going to get going. I'll be out there at 5 a.m. with Kevin starting when Daybreak starts on Channel 2 at 5.
Nice.
But the music's going to get going at 6, and the Today Show will be showing Buffalo Live again around 7 o'clock, and then at 8:30, that's when we're interviewing a super fan, and the Bills are actually choosing that fan.
Oh, that's so cool!
It's going to be a surprise.
Oh yeah. So, Melissa, side note: did you see who they picked for the refs for Sunday's game? Did you see the pictures?
No. Fill me in.
I just have to say, I thought it was a model who was just posing as a referee. And so I'm all about that. Apparently, we like these refs. I absolutely, you got to check that out. That was really cool.
As long as we like them, because we know that, Patrick Mahomes gets every call going his way. So
I know.
I don't really care what the
not
refs
with this crew.
Like, as long as they're going to be fair.
Right. And I think it is really brave of Patrick Hammer to volunteer to go barefoot tomorrow morning because of the Mac Hollins, alignment that we all love, Matt Collins. I think that's great that Patrick Hammer's going to be barefoot tomorrow.
I saw that's
great.
TikTok. That's going to be great.
Yeah. Patrick Hammer should absolutely be barefoot in the show tomorrow. Patrick, he's standing right next to me. He's going barefoot in honor of Matt Collins tomorrow.
Yeah, he will.
And he says he'll dress like Fred Flintstone, too.
Oh, I love that. Now, what about the Buffalo Fire Department? If their trucks could be set up pointing out if they have to leave, why don't we get some of the Buffalo Fire Department downtown with the sirens and everything?
That would be amazing. We would love to have the fire department. Let's have the police department. Let's have everybody out there, you know, representing Buffalo and showing our Bills pride. But yeah, if we could have the trucks up with the sirens,
yeah,
it would look awesome. We need it to look good. I mean,
I think there's
already the banners hanging from City Hall, and I can't wait. Hopefully we can have an AFC championship banner and a Super Bowl banner
Yeah, exactly. Oh,
Can't they put back up that Gatorade banner that was on the side of the Statler?
Oh, yeah. Where's that?
That was up for a hot minute.
Could they just put it up real quickly?
Of course they could.
How long does it take to put that up?
But also, what about the rolling billboard trucks? Doesn't Buddy still have those? Can't we get those down there?
Buddy's got them, yes.
He's got those.
Good ideas.
You know? I was saying on the air when we started this morning, how important, you know what? It takes like 30 seconds for people to make an impression of Buffalo. And so for that reason alone, I want for everybody for this to look right, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And I know that the fans will be loud and proud, but it needs to look good too on national TV for sure.
Yeah. So if anybody's got a cool truck, are they closing Niagara Square? They probably should.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you want me to do that right now? Yeah. They're going to close the whole thing. So bring your trucks down, bring your cars, anything that's visually cool, and you'll get it set up around Niagara Square.
Yeah, and people are worried. Some people have been worried about parking. It should be fine. There's lots of lots and ramps that you can, mostly ramps that you can park in around Niagara Square. So that shouldn't be a problem. And, you know, it's early enough that you're going that you're not beating. You don't have to worry about the morning traffic.
No, you'll be fine.
You'll be fine.
This is so exciting. Good idea.
It's really great. We are so happy that the Today Show wanted to do this, and we're so happy to partner up with them and make it happen. It's just such an exciting time. You know, I just have waited all my life. My son is 10, and I was 10 when the Bills went to the Super Bowl for 40 years ago, or 30 years ago. And so to watch it in his eyes and then have the 17 years of the playoff drought and living through that, and it's like, this is just, it's our time. And so we just need to celebrate with each other and to, be that loud 12th man.
How is Pete taking this? Because he's a huge sports fan, Pete Gallivan, and he's kind of like, I feel like he's being very guarded, like he's nervous. Is he okay?
Yeah, he is. You know, he's such a hockey fan, but he also, of course, loves the Bills. But he is he's a lot more guarded than I am.
Yeah.
I wear my heart on my sleeve, but he... I think all of us are like cautiously optimistic and, you know, the Bills are going in as 2-point underdogs right now, but that's really nothing because the Chiefs have the home field advantage, but the Chiefs are trying to call themselves underdogs and saying,
they're not.
We're just trying to stop them from a three-peat. That's all.
I think I would forgive Rob Gronkowski for not picking the Bills last week if he showed up in a Bills jersey and jumped through a table on TV tomorrow.
Okay. I would forgive him too, if he would do that.
Yeah. Rob. Giving you the eyes right now.
Make sure you wear that. You've seen those chicken wings that are done up like a necklace. It looks like a wing. It looks like you could eat it.
Yeah.
Fitz got one. Wear your lucky wing tomorrow.
Ooh, love that.
I do. Yeah. What about those vendors that are on Delaware for the St. Patrick's Day parade? Can't they come out with like balloons and stuff? We need those vendors to show
up. They'll
show up. Ooh, that's a great. Yeah, they should. Just show up.
Dan, they do with their little rolling vendor carts.
Yeah,
they show
we need
up,
those rolling vendor carts.
Yep.
We need... Yeah. Oh. Nick, we need those people on stilts that were at that party. Stilt walkers. This needs to be an event.
A little icy.
No, they'll be fine. They're trained. Trust me.
Yeah,
they were on the dance floor.
Ice.
They're good on the ice.
Put Uggs on the bottom of the stilts. It's going to be great.
Yeah, exactly. But what about, we need all things Buffalo to show up tomorrow morning. Mm-hmm. And so if a school can work that out today where they bring a busload of kids, that's okay?
Absolutely. The more the merrier. We need to fill up Niagara Square right in front of City Hall. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, again, it's at 6 a.m. is when everything really gets going. So it's before kids go to school. Now, the Today Show portion's 8:30. So, you know, the kids might have to be a little late going to school.
Oh, that's okay.
It's going to be okay.
It's okay. Is Jim Kelly coming?
We did reach out to him, and unfortunately, he's not going to be able to make it. But we did reach out to a lot of Bills alums, and so we are hoping to hear back today and find out who's going to be coming.
All right. So in the moment, too, I'm just thinking of that Ryan Fitzpatrick moment. I'm going to need some guys with painted chests out there on Friday morning for the Today Show. I mean, that's like a classic thing, but you'll have to give them like just the 30 seconds notice because it'll be cold, you know?
That'll be Boomer. Right. That's who you want to do that. Shirtless.
Yeah, I think, Boomer and Cobb.
Tell them I said it's good.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I'm going to let them know right away that you guys suggested they are our shirtless fans.
Absolutely. And I just, you know, we're rooting for this to be a huge success. Call us tomorrow morning at 6 if you want. Just remind our listeners, but if you want to give us a rundown and anybody that can come by, that would be awesome.
Okay, wonderful. Thanks so much for getting the word out. I really appreciate it.
No doubt. Go Bills.
Go Bills.
Melissa Holmes from Channel 2, the big pep rally tomorrow, Niagara Square. Everyone should be there to show our Bills pride, national TV.
A.M.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.